T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. A couple of little football notes here, one of which is the person for whom I'm going to send out the message, bite me.
Oh, my God, Dale.
So, DeQuell Jackson.
Do you have to dump that, Rossi?
Yeah, I think we could use that.
Okay.
So, DeQuell Jackson is a name that, as a Patriots fan, you might not remember necessarily, but he was involved centrally.
Part of history, all right.
So, DeQuell Jackson was the Colts linebacker who intercepted a Tom Brady pass in the 2014 AFC Championship game and reportedly, supposedly, went to the sidelines with the football and said, hey,
yeah,
this feels a little soft.
Something's up with this.
And so it was that football, which the equipment staff reportedly then said to the officials, hey, this doesn't feel quite
and
right.
And then how many hours of our lives will we not get back because of that? Holy smokes.
You know, when you intercept a ball, you get the ball, you give it to the equipment guy, he sticks it in the trunk, they put some tape around it, and hey, look, this is the pass I intercepted from Tom Brady.
Then what do you do with it? You put it on like a shelf or something?
Anyway, his football, which was like ground zero of Deflategate.
That was.
His football was the one that ended up going to the NFL because they had to investigate this completely, fully.
Is it in Canton right now? Is it in the Hall of Fame?
No one seems to know where it is.
It's gone missing.
What we do know is that DeQuell Jackson doesn't have it.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a Doug Minkiewicz situation where he pockets the ball.
No one actually does know.
So we don't know where the ball is.
Now, he says the equipment staff did exactly what we said. They wrote his name and initials on the game ball. You know, they were going to give it to him.
Okay, all right.
But then the officials snatched it away.
Yeah, got to look at this. Got to test this.
So now he's enlisting the aid of an interesting source to try to get his football back.
Dear Tom Brady, first and foremost, congratulations on a 6th championship. Well deserved, my friend. Do you remember that game we played 4 years ago in the AFC Championship? You may not remember, but you sent Gronk on a seam route down the middle, and I picked it off. Boy, did that feel so good.
Brag.
I mean, you never throw them. Anyways, I gave the football to the Colts equipment guys. They wrote my name and my initial on that football. I had already started visualizing where I was going to place that football on my mantle. Oh. Here's the part. I never got my ball back. The NFL said it was deflated. Then Bill Belichick and Bill Nye, the science guy, had a contest over PSI levels.
That is
the best
really
way
true.
I can describe it. It's like meeting someone and it's love at first sight. Then after meeting once, you never have a chance to ever speak again. Oof. Roger Goodell probably has my football on his damn mantle. Look, Tom, you beat our ass fair and square.
Oh, he does.
I've accepted it and I've moved on. But now I'm asking you man to man and father to father. Please help me get my football back.
Or
do I feel inflated? Sincerely yours, your friend, DeQuell Jackson.
So DeQuell Jackson makes a pretty strong pitch here. Now, I know it's 4 years later, but he's making a pretty strong father to father, Dale?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and suggest that Tom Brady doesn't have your damn football.
Roger Goodell probably has my football on his damn mantle.
So go ask him for the football back. I mean, I'd love to know where it is, actually. You know, in all honesty, it'd be fascinating.
I would like to know where it is.
Could you imagine what that would go for on the collectibles market? If this was the football, this was ground zero of Deflategate. This is the football that got Tom Brady suspended for 4 games.
But I never had a problem with DeQuell Jackson because there was all those other guys that were claiming all these different things. Remember, I think DeQuell Jackson had the line after the game, if they were playing with beach balls or watermelons, they would have beat us. Like, he was like, we got smoked. That had nothing to do with it.
It was 45-7.
No, I know, but you know how some people are.
Oh,
they're like, well, have they not been cheating?
He did say in the video there, you know, you beat us fair and square.
Oh, yeah,
at least
he's
one of the few guys willing to say
he
that.
He lost the ball back.
How the hell's Tom Brady going to get him his ball?
Well, Tom Brady's a pretty powerful guy, you'd have to imagine. Tom Brady might know where it is.
Do you think if Tom Brady called up Roger Goodell and said, hey, Roger, listen, DeQuell wants the football back. Can you get it for him?
Better chance than if DeQuell called.
I'm going to guess probably no chance in either case.
Do you think DeQuell is right in
Tom Brady could get a call through to Roger Goodell?
That's what I'm saying.
DeQuell Jackson,
Could not. Do you think that Roger Goodell has the ball on his mantle?
No.
I do. I think Jackson might be onto something. I think Roger Goodell was so proud of, you know, going all the way to the end there with Tom Brady and then suspending him. He was so happy about it that he has that as evidence. And he looks at that every night and he says, look at this, honey. I suspended Tom Brady and look at that football. It's all because of that football.
The best way I can describe it, it's like meeting someone and it's love at first sight.
I think we've all been there. I married that woman.
Attaboy.
Yep.
Well done.
Yep.
So the whole idea is there some big warehouse? Is there some big NFL warehouse? Like the WWE has a warehouse.
Now you're speaking my language.
You know the Corvette that they poured the cement into and broke the windows out of it?
Yes.
Vince's Corvette. That's in that WWE warehouse. See, that car is there.
They need a Hall of Fame, is what you're saying.
They've got
they need a
bunch
physical
of
Hall
stuff.
Of Fame. Yes.
Does the NFL have this warehouse where they store stuff like, here's the Tom Brady football right here?
Well, you know,
it's
probably
like
next
the Smithsonian Archives. Yeah. Of NFL memorabilia. Do they have that?
They might. Yeah, it's probably where the Spygate tapes are. Remember, those things were all destroyed, so they probably put it right there with the football. There's a chance
Look,
of that.
Tom, you beat our ass fair and square.
There
I accepted
go.
It, and I moved on. But now I'm asking you man to man and father to father. Please help me get my football back.
It just, this is an example number like 10,000 about this Patriots run. The 20 years that the Patriots have been on, we have discussed everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally everything.
God.
Like, when he goes in there to say Bill Belichick and Bill Nye, the science guy.
He's right.
Got into a back and forth on PSI. That was real life. That really
Except
happened.
Except Bill Nye, the science guy, is an actor. And not actually
Bill
a science
Belichick
guy.
Bill and Bill Nye, the science guy, had a contest over PSI.
Life. They did. It's they insane. Did. That is insane to relive again. Like, that really happened.
I'll say this, too. DeQuell Jackson always claimed that he never said anything about
No, he didn't say anything.
He claims, I didn't go to the sideline and say, hey, this ball doesn't feel right.
No, he was thinking about where he was going to put it at his house. He goes, hey, I just picked off Tom Brady throwing to Gronk, which is a pretty sweet keepsake.
Nice.
If I do say
you'd
so
want
myself.
That on your mantle.
Yes, I would. I'd make room for it. I'd move some of the figurines over, Dale, so I could put that football on there. But he was excited about that. It is funny that he's making this plea now.
Yeah, what is that?
4 years later? Like, what did you think? 2 years ago, you thought, hey, maybe if I just wait, I'm going to get it? The thing is probably, does anybody know where this is?
I would not have a clue. Like I said, unless,
I have no idea.
Unless they've got some big WWE-like warehouse somewhere and they just park all this stuff in there.
Yeah, that is pretty remarkable. But I thought it was a good pitch, father to father. He figures Tom Brady, maybe he doesn't know where it is, but that's the guy who can get things done. Tom Brady's got a lot of pull in that league. Maybe he can get that football for him.
Seriously.
I don't think he's going to help DeQuell necessarily.
Probably not. No. And by the way, he's not calling Roger Goodell to get this thing done either.
No.
But if he did, just play it out. If Tom Brady called Roger Goodell, first of all, Roger would take his call.
Yeah, he would.
Second of all, if Tom said, hey, listen, I don't know where that football is, but if we could find it, we should give it to DeQuell.
Yeah.
Do you think Roger would put all of his best people on it?
Probably. Yeah, Troy Vincent. I got Troy. He'll figure that out. Follow it up with Troy if you want. Yeah, this thing's probably gone for good. Oh, at least DeQuell's getting it out there, and maybe somebody will know. Maybe some collector already has it, or maybe it's somewhere. Because once they looked at it, like once they, which is, again, so stupid that the league turned into CSI, and they're going through PSI. You're like, give me a break.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, like that. I workshopped that a few times.
CSI, look at it, PSI.
It was terrible.
I like that.
I hated that. That was such a bad time in sports radio. Reading
I read everything.
Oh, you had to.
Michael had it committed to memory.
Yeah,
he
enjoyed it.
Oh, loved it.
I hated it.
So it's either a WWE-like warehouse, so it's parked next to the Corvette with the cement blown-out windows, or it's like that big warehouse at the end of Indiana Jones, and this football is sitting somewhere next to the Ark of the Covenant.
It could be, yeah. Just like all kinds of great relics that didn't make it to the Hall of Fame. These are like the unspoken things. These are
things
like
the bad
stuff. Yeah,
like,
could be.
See this here? See this Microsoft tablet?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one Bill Belichick double dribbled on the sideline.
Yeah, could be.
Here it is, right here.
The coin that they tossed when Jerome Bettis said heads and they said tails. Like that one. Like they ended up like one of those. They put all that stuff together. All the stuff from the history of the league. But I wish DeQuell Jackson luck. Getting that ball back.
Say,
I wouldn't hold your breath.
No, I'm probably not.
But good
not.
Luck nonetheless.
I mean, he is technically ground zero of Deflategate, but it's really not his fault.
Nope, don't blame him at all.
I mean, there are a lot of other people that we can blame before DeQuell Jackson.
Yes, he's very low on the list. Not even on the list.
So as Rich mentioned a couple of times today, the big NFL draft is coming up. First round is on Thursday.
Can't wait.
Now, most of the draft analysts that I've seen have said that the Arizona Cardinals, with the first pick in the draft, are going to take Kyler Murray.
even though they're GM, and obviously you're not going to say it, but he's in like a weird spot because they just have a new head coach this year. They just drafted a quarterback, obviously, last year. Now they get the number one pick. They got the quarterback who, or the coach who was in college who saw firsthand how good Kyler Murray is. So you're right. It does appear as though Kyler Murray is going to go first, but
if you want a Keefspiracy theory,
and you know that I do,
there are those who say that the NFL and maybe Roger Goodell went to the Arizona Cardinals and said, listen, even if you're taking Kyler Murray, even if you're trading Josh Rosen, don't do it until Thursday night. Let the commissioner walk out on stage and say, we have a trade.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
So don't do it. And they may have a deal now. They may have a deal in place right now today. Mm-hmm. But the NFL saying, hey, we got a big TV show coming up on Thursday
night. Big ratings. Is it still going to be on like four networks, or did they trim that down?
No, it's on HGTV.
Oh, my God.
It's on
every
CNN. It's on everything.
But I'll watch. I always watch the drafts.
Robin Roberts is emceeing the coverage on ABC.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I'm just saying it's
I'll have to quad box just the coverage of the NFL draft.
So Josh Rosen is sort of, you know, the centerpiece of what happened. Because this is a guy they took in the first round last year.
Top 10. In the first round.
Yeah. And I know he had kind of a tough year, but they were so bad.
The whole team did.
I mean, he just got physically abused because the offensive line couldn't stop anybody.
They fired their coach after 1 year. Whole thing was a mess. So I don't think anybody's blaming him for last year.
So then the question becomes, from Josh Rosen's perspective, you know, what does he think is going to happen?
I think the season probably went as poorly as it could possibly go. But within that, had an unbelievable time. I think when people talk about, like, you can't listen to criticism or don't ever read articles, like, you have to be aware of what's going on to a certain extent. So, like, I definitely understand the situation. I mean, it's annoying, but, like, it is what it is. Football is a business, and I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions. Like, we won 3 games, and each one of those wins, to me, it felt like we won the Super Bowl. And, like, that feeling is so intoxicating, and that's why I just want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete. I think, like, the best advice I've ever gotten in life from so many different people is control what you can control, and whatever decisions are made, it's my duty to prove them right if they keep me and prove them wrong if they ship me off.
He said duty.
I love What are you, 12?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I was too concentrating on the music.
Was that his own heartbeat that they were playing this to? It was very distracting.
What is that?
Rossi,
Stranger Things, I think they went with the theme.
Ooh, season 3 coming out July 4th. What did you, where did you find that?
That was on Sports Illustrated.
That is very distracting, the music.
I heard he was held at gunpoint when he was talking.
I was going to say, he seemed thrilled to be there, by the way. He did say it is what it is at one point, which makes him sound like a perfect patriot. However,
he has also, he's been photographed on the golf course wearing a bandana that said F Trump, and he wanted to make sure that the photographer got a shot of him wearing the bandana that said that.
So we know Jerry doesn't like him.
Well, Jerry hates him.
Jerry can't stand him.
The head coach here seems to have a bit of a friendship going with the president.
Yeah, but he also knows that certain players on his team are not as big a fans of the president. I think.
You mean like the quarterback who won't go to the...
The quarterback, or, you know, there's a bunch of players who took a knee that were still on this team. Nobody really talks about that, but there were a bunch of Patriots on the team that took a knee. And so Belichick could have been upset about that, but they've all sort of moved on from that. But Rosen also said every time they won, it felt like they won the Super Bowl.
Well, they didn't win a lot.
They
so
won 3 Super Bowls last
deal.
Year. He's halfway to Brady. But that's sort of a weird comment. Like, I guess, yeah, winning, he's competitive, I guess, or whatever. Great. But to make it feel like a Super Bowl, like that's kinda...
He sounds a little California surfer dude-like.
He does.
Which he is.
Which he is.
Which he kind of is.
Yeah, I don't... Again, this, I guess, is kind of on the fence. I don't want Josh Rosen, but... If he came at such a cheap price, like if it was like a 3rd-round pick for him, then fine. Yes, I'd do it. Like, that's good value. But I don't want to invest certainly number 32 overall.
Oh, God, no.
Or either of the 2 second-round picks. I don't want to trade him.
To me, it felt like we won the Super Bowl. And like that feeling is so intoxicating.
Well, so now the question becomes, if they are in fact going to draft Kyler Murray, they're not keeping Josh Rosen,
Nope. Obviously. Right.
So you're going to trade him. You're going to deal him. Mike Florio was on with Mutt and Callahan this morning, And he's got a theory about who the finalists might be.
That it's the Chargers, Giants, and Patriots who are most interested. And somebody has a second-round pick on the table, but the Cardinals want a first-round pick.
So the Giants have a they have number 37 overall, if you're looking in the second round. So if the Patriots...
They could also get their Eli Manning replacement with their first-round pick.
Yeah, and they probably will, right? A lot of people think they're going to take Haskins at 6 overall. So they wouldn't have to trade 6 overall. So the Cardinals want a first-round pick. Great. We all want things, yeah. Right? You're not always going to get them.
I want to be 6-2.
Yeah, great. Keep wanting that. Like, that's fine. The Patriots have pick 56. The Chargers have pick 60. The Patriots also have pick 64. So, but if you're and so Florio says... There's a
second-round pick on the table.
Yes, and he seems to think it's from one of those three teams. So if that second-round pick is coming from the Giants, the Patriots can't top that unless they give up their first-rounder. If it's coming from the Chargers, then they can top it with their pick that they got from Chicago.
If you're the Giants, I guess it comes down to, would you rather have Dwayne Haskins going forward or Josh Rosen? Because you can probably get Haskins.
Right. And it's not just that, too. It's, do you want Haskins and Rosen, or do you want Haskins or Rosen, or do you want... But if you don't take Haskins at 6, you get a pretty damn good player that plays somewhere else at 6.
And then you get...
And still get Rosen
your
with 37.
For Rosen.
Yeah, because you're not getting Haskins at 37. It's like whatever player, say it's a linebacker, or say it's a DN, or whatever, that you get at 6, you're not going to get him at 37. So that also might weigh into it. And I don't know how they view it. You know, is Haskins a better prospect than Rosen? Most of the draft dorks or whatever that are out there, they like last year's quarterback class much better. And so whether it was Mayfield or Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen would be ranked right at the top of this year's draft class. You know, the guys like Haskins and Will Greer and even Kyler Murray, all those guys. So if they believe that's the case, all of a sudden, a second-round pick for Josh Rosen is pretty good value for those teams. Again, I personally would rather the Patriots use those picks, even if they end up trading them, if they trade up, or if they trade just for an established player, somebody that's going to help the team this year with Tom Brady, not his backup.
The Patriots have 2 second-round picks. They have their own, and they have the Bears. They've got a pick in the 3rd, a pick in the 4th.
They got a million picks.
Yeah, they've got 12 picks altogether.
Yeah.
I would give up even the Bears pick in the second
round
for Josh Rosen.
Yeah, I would rather take a player. I would rather or trade up. Like they may have to, if you look at the tight ends that are available in the first round, they may not fall to 32. Like TJ Hockenson from Iowa and Irv Smith from Alabama seem like the two overall that sound the best to me. So if they're not there at 32, you might have to trade a pick in the 2nd or in the 3rd round with 32 to move up. And I would rather them do that than use some of this capital on a guy who I still don't think is going to play for a couple of years. And I wonder how Rosen's going to handle that.
But then you'd have your Tom Brady replacement in-house.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if Brady plays 3 more years, you're getting pretty close to the end of his contract.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a first-round pick.
My guess is Rosen would hate it.
How do you handle that? You know, especially you're looking around, your draft class, Baker Mayfield, starter, Sam Darnold, starter, Josh Allen, starter, Lamar Jackson, starter, and then you're Josh Rosen saying, great, I get to back up Tom Brady for 2 years and not playing until year 4. Like, not a lot of guys, especially now. Like, I know Aaron Rodgers did it. But for the most part, guys, they barely wait 4 weeks, let alone 4 years, to become the team starter.
So you've got your pick in the 3rd. You've got 2 compensatory picks in the 3rd.
Yeah.
Which are obviously after the 3rd round, in that 97th and 101st. But you've got 32, 56, 64, 73, 97, 101, 134, 205, and then 239, 243, 246, 252.
I mean, they're almost sevenths, but they're loaded with picks. But if Florio is right that the Cardinals already have a second round pick on the table from some team,
if it's the Patriots at 56?
I wouldn't love it. I wouldn't love it. Not the end of the world, and that's their guy. But I'd be fascinated to see how Rosen responds and how how is he as a backup? Because you go to, if you're Josh Rosen, you can go to a bunch of teams and think that you're competing for the job. This is one of the few spots where you're not even close. Like, you're not even considered for it. And I don't know how, especially a guy, what did he end up starting? I think 13 games last year, albeit on a bad team, but he started a lot of games.
Yeah.
And now you got to sit for 2 years. That'd be really, really
tough.
Oh,
I don't think he'd like, I don't think he would like it at all, but you know, what's he going to do?
And not much. I mean, maybe pout. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what he would do. I don't think he's in a position to, you know, like hold out or anything like that, obviously, but I don't know how that would work. I just think they have, as good as the Patriots are, they still have a bunch of needs. Like there's so many guys, whether it's tight end, wide receiver, you could always use another linebacker, the defensive line. I would rather them take all of those things over another quarterback.
Well, according to Florio, the three finalists, quote unquote.
Yeah.
He thinks the Patriots are one of the three. So if there's a second round pick on the table, now maybe the Patriots are, you know, the third team, but they've offered up a third or something. So they're already out of the running.
Yeah. I mean, right. If that's the case. And also, it's funny, if you look at the three teams that are apparently the finalists, it is, you know, Eli Manning, Phil Rivers, Tom Brady.
Yeah. All looking for the replacement
right
down
there,
the road. Josh Rosen would have to sit. Well, in the Giants' case, he might be playing this year. At worst,
I was
going to
say,
year,
Eli's
right?
the one. Eli shouldn't be playing. Phil Rivers, not in the playoffs, but in the regular season,
right.
is very good.
Yeah, so he'd be sitting in Los Angeles.
Right.
He'd be sitting there. He'd be sitting here. He might not be sitting in New York.
Not for very long. I think, what did we say? The Giants play the Patriots week 5 or 6
something like that. Yeah.
I think they could have a different guy, whether it's Rosen or Haskins or whoever.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We do, by the way, on What Else You Got Today, have got a TV review because my partner
over
this
here is fantastic.
Was locked in last night.
This was the best thing on TV.
He is texting me during this thing.
Best thing on TV last night.
We'll get to that on What Else You Got in just a few minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
W-E-E-I.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
Unfortunately, I won't be there this weekend. I was just fired. Appreciate everything you guys have done for this football team and for me and the loyalty that you've shown. Sorry if I let you guys down. You guys didn't let me down. You busted your ass every single day for me.
Yikes.
Man. Earlier this week, we mentioned that it was Bill Belichick's 67th birthday.
Happy birthday, coach.
On the anniversary of the day he drafted Tom Brady 19 years ago.
It's pretty amazing.
So Tom Brady, who's now on Twitter, tweeted out a birthday greeting to Coach Bill Belichick because he said he knows he's real big on social media.
Huge.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Huge. One of the biggest.
So as it turns out, Jeff Fisher is sort of active on social media.
Coach Jeff Fisher, who we know, I would say for a fact, that Bill Belichick hates.
Yes.
Fisher's always in like the competition committee. Remember the few times where I never cared that the Patriots would run up the score because it's professional sports, but how many times was it against Jeff Fisher where they would just
not enough
lay it? Oh, my God. It was never enough against Jeff Fisher teams.
So yesterday,
Jason LaCanfora. It was yesterday that this happened. And I don't know if we mentioned it on the air.
No, off the air we did. We said Jason LaCanfora tweeted out, hearing Jeff Fisher is in line to coach Houston of the XFL.
And so Rossi was excited. He's like, here we go,
excited.
Another big name.
Because Kevin Gilbride, we find out. Kevin Gilbride's going to coach the New York team in the XFL.
Right, big name.
And now Jason LaCanfora says Jeff Fisher's going to coach in the XFL, except...
Well, Jeff Fisher responded to that, Dale. He quote tweeted it and said, at Jason LaCanfora. No, he went a different direction. He said, false news that I am headed to XFL Houston. Maybe get better sources. Cry face emoji. Have a great Thursday.
Ow.
Yikes. Then that led to an unbelievable...
Oh, it was like a storm. It was a tsunami.
It was a tweet tsunami is what happened. So the three-year Letterman guy, which I think we fell for once, he had a good tweet before, but he said, "Jeff, I'm a youth football coaching legend with more championship rings than you." Jeff Fisher responds to him, "Congratulations. Keep setting great examples for those kids." Everybody else had a million of these 7 and 9 jokes. Because remember when he was on Hard Knocks, he's like, we're not going to have any more of this 7 and 9 BS. The Rams, in his time there, 7-8-1, 7-9, 6-10, 7-9. Then he was fired when they were 4-9.
"Sorry if I let you guys down."
Oh, yeah. He let everybody down. Somebody responded with, "All the losing seasons kind of suck, but thanks for drafting guys like Donald, Gurley, and Goff." And then he responds with a Jimmy Fallon gif saying, "You're welcome."
So another guy tweets the two, the LaConfora tweet and the Fisher response, you know, that says false news that I'm headed to the XFL. And somebody quote tweeted that little exchange and said, "That's the best win Jeff Fisher ever had." To which Jeff Fisher responded with a Tom Hanks gif of... Really? He has got too much time on his hands.
I want this guy coach the XFL.
I do too.
This is good.
I used to hate him. This is hysterical. So then another guy wrote, because obviously Fisher just absolutely elbow drops.
I got a feeling this is like his daughter doing this or something.
I don't know. So then this other guy writes, "Y'all want to see a dead body?" I think in reference to Jason LaConfora. And then he has a picture of Brick Tamlin from Anchorman eating a banana. Says, "Good one." So he liked that one very much.
His gif game is strong. Come on.
Yeah, and then he's got a whole bunch of these, like, "Oh, that's not original way to be original." Because it was just flooded with 7 and 9 jokes. And some actually were pretty good. Like, he's not going to go to the XFL because the schedule wouldn't allow him to go 7 and 9.
Because there's not 16 games.
They don't play enough games. He responded with a meme from Workaholics when some guy said 79 or 88% chance you land in Houston. Because they're always 7 and 9 or 8 and 8. And he writes, or he takes the meme that says, "Yeah, we've heard this story."
The only current coach I can think of in the NFL, and maybe there's somebody I don't remember, the only current coach I can think of is Pete Carroll in Seattle, who's on Twitter.
Mm.
Former coaches, you know, Tony Dungy and guys like that, but I don't know how many current coaches there are.
I bet there's some. I mean, I bet, because a lot of college coaches are on.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like a recruiting tool, and who knows whatever they're doing there. But, yeah, that Jeff Fisher just went nuts. And there's so many that we can't even read them all. But, like, if you just go to the responses, and it's Jeff Fisher must have just spent the next hour of his day responding with GIFs and memes.
I'm telling you, I promise. This is his daughter who said, "Here, Dad, hand me your phone."
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
She's rifling out GIFs one right after another.
Did LaConfora say anything else?
I didn't see a response from LaConfora.
I think he
was too busy licking his wounds.
Yeah, that was not good. Is he even on Twitter anymore? Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yes, he deleted Twitter after Jeff Fisher burned
him. Jeff Fisher smoked him. What do you want? He got absolutely body slammed by Jeff Fisher. And then, because some people are saying that his status with CBS is up in the air. Like, he may not be back with them. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but
he's had kind of an interesting career because he was the guy who replaced Schefter at NFL Network, and then he kind of just faded off, and then Ian Rappaport came in.
But that's like a huge miss, and then all of a sudden Jeff Fisher just jumps on there.
It's like yesterday, Joe Girardi, in response to your question, you said, "Do you want to manage again?" He said, "Oh yeah." I mean,
also here it is. He did follow it up.
Oh, so, did he? Oh, right. LaConfora did.
Yeah, so okay. LaConfora did follow it up. So again, this was the first. This was the first tweet that got him into all this mess.
Yeah.
"Hearing Jeff Fisher is in line to coach Houston of the XFL." So y'all heard the verbiage of that.
It covers his bases a little bit.
But hearing...
He's not saying, "Jeff Fisher's the next coach of..."
Did not say that. But hearing that he is in line to coach Houston,
right.
Again, it's fancy phrasing that a lot of these NFL quote experts or insiders have. So then he responds, this is after the fact, obviously, "Just to be super duper clear..."
Uh-huh.
I don't trust anybody that would say
super duper.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading this verbatim. And I don't trust anybody that would say super duper, but he does. "Just to be super duper. Just to be super duper clear, Jeff Fisher absolutely talked to XFL about the Houston opening. He remains their top choice for that job, and the job is still vacant. And I never reported he signed on." But Houston wanting Jeff Fisher is very different than him being in line to be the coach there. Yeah. They might want Bill Belichick, but Bill Belichick's not going there.
They probably do want Bill Belichick.
So this also feels like a guy who won't take a loss. Because that you got it wrong. He's not going there.
But say that was you. What would your response be? Wouldn't it be very similar?
You'd say super duper.
I would say super duper. No, I would say, I don't know. I would do the little symbol of the guy with his hands in the air, like, oh, what are you going to do?
That emoji?
Yeah, I go, what?
Emoji game strong?
Yeah, I go, whoops. Or I would just tweet a GIF just like Fisher was doing. Like, can't win them all.
Well, speaking of emojis and Twitter and football.
Okay, oh, whoa.
So yesterday, Rob Gronkowski tweeted out the story about him denting the Super Bowl trophy.
Yes, he did.
On Patriots home opening day when he used the Lombardi trophy as a bat and dented the Super Bowl trophy. So he tweeted out, you know, the link to the story about that.
Yeah, that's a big story.
And his response was, oopsies.
Oopsies.
Now, we're teasing super duper.
Gronkowski, bad brother.
Oopsies. Yeah, but He can get away with both denting a trophy and saying oopsies. He can kind of really do whatever he wants. Now, isn't he in that?
He's Lucy, help me out. Level. What is the emoji that Gronk used? You're better at this than I am. The little weird smile emoji.
Yes, is
that?
That's kind of like a I messed up emoji. Or
wait,
like
what
a,
is
it's
it?
Kind of if I was to vocalize this emoji, it would be like. Uh-oh.
Does that have a name?
Yikes. I would call it yikes.
Yikes. Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, that's the yikes emoji.
Yikes emoji.
Okay. All right.
Like mouth opens, all teeth. Eee.
I looked up oopsie on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, can you say this?
Yeah, it just means a mistake. Oh. Yeah, it does.
Update on this emoji.
Oh.
It is called the grimacing face emoji.
Well, that's
which is what I was doing. You can't see it, but I did it perfectly.
Face. Yeah, you nailed it.
I was kind of banking on a little more than that.
Well,
I could see that. I like yikes better. Yikes just did more for
me. Sometimes it's just that simple, you know.
Voila.
There you go. Thank you very much. But I was excited to see Jeff Fisher, his reaction yesterday. He was all over it.
He's going to end up being the coach of this team.
He probably will be. Then he's going to have to apologize to Lockett Fora.
He'll be in Houston.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What's the Houston team name, Ross? You're up on all this XFL stuff.
The Houston Go-Getters.
There you go. That's a nice squad
Oh, my God.
I made that.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head.
That would be so bad. So there was always these rumors that Mike Krzyzewski had a Twitter burner account.
He does.
And that, you know, he uses it to keep track of what his players are doing on social media, what they're saying. And nobody knows what the burner account is. They just know that
he just follows all of the players.
Yeah. Do you think Bill Belichick has a Twitter burner account?
I don't think that he does.
But Burge does?
Yes. I think somebody follows, and they have to, every single one of the players. And if anything comes up, I think they'll report back to him.
Yeah, Burge absolutely has a Twitter burner account that nobody knows about. Nobody knows what it is.
Right.
And he follows. Now, if we did the research and said, look, this guy follows every Patriots player there is. And Rich Keefe.
Pretty good. That'd be pretty good. Like, wait a minute. That's a good follow right there. I think the team name is just XFL Houston, by the way. There's no name. There's no nickname.
Yeah, but I think that there aren't yet, but they're just...
They'll get nicknames?
Yeah, it's like the placeholder.
Ross, did you know that? There's no nicknames for the XFL teams?
Yeah, there's no team names at all. No.
What's up with that? Are they going to change that?
They're waiting on it.
What about like the Rock and Roll Express?
They already had the Express.
The Dungeon of Doom.
The Dungeon of Doom. That's a good one, too.
I think Fisher should take the job, though. They're going to be playing it. They're going to be playing it where Houston, the University of Houston, plays in college.
Okay. Is that a big selling point?
I think so. I think he could, you know, sell a couple extra tickets.
Because they play at TDECU Stadium.
You're on the same page.
That's going to get you going?
I would say, honestly, though, I would want him tweeting during the game.
They should just call them Fi Slamma Jamma. Go for that.
That'd be good. Yeah. That makes a lot of
sense. The
jerseys
could look real nice.
They could sell some t-shirts there. By the way, we do owe an apology to the NFL Network.
I refuse.
Well, we owe an apology because we screwed things up for them on Wednesday because we leaked out the entire Patriots schedule before the big scheduling announcement.
Sorry.
And we said
oopsies.
Oopsies.
That is a good oopsies.
So there were the four big events. You know, there was Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, and the NFL schedule announcement.
Bucks, Pistons, too.
According to Chad Finn, the NFL Network schedule release in the Boston market peaked at 0.2.
Yeah, not a lot of action. Then that's all accidental.
I think
we just landed there, and then you got up, you lost your controller or something. or like it was on at a bar, right? When they have like 1,000 TVs, like one of them's just always on NFL Network.
We owe the NFL Network an apology. We screwed it up for them.
Listen, NFL's big, but there are certain things that, like, come on. What are we
when they
here?
Get to Quell Jackson's football to him, now maybe we'll talking. Consider
yes,
it.
Maybe.
One thing I just have to say, Steve DiAssi, friend of the show.
He certainly is.
Texted me about this. He said, why would he want the ball? They lost. So I made a joke saying, oh, they're on all Steve DiAssi with a bunch of, you know, balls.
Yeah, they don't have
there.
Super Bowl rings, Steve. Sorry.
He goes, I have one football, and it was from a Super Bowl winning game. If you want a game where you lost, that's on you.
Yeah, but he did pick off Tom Brady, and the pass was intended for Rob Gronkowski. So
in a game that they got nipped 45-7.
Don't care. I would take the ball.
What else you got coming up next? Sports Radio W.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.